Jesse James is perhaps the most famous of the outlaws. Along with his brother Frank, Jesse James earned a place of significance in American history during the Reconstruction period following the Civil War. Few outlaws or gunfighters in history can surpass the notoriety achieved by the legendary James Brothers.
Was the time of the outlaw. Missouri was a borderline state. With destruction came corruption, and upheaval was the order of the day. With the Jayhawks on the one side, the Yankees on the other, young Jesse oiled his guns and he teamed up with his brother. There'll never be one like him, there'll never be another Jesse James. It seems as though young Jesse didn't really have much choice in what he did. The feds had beat him half to death and they hung his paw when he was just a kid. Frank and Jesse James swore an oath to one another. They'd rob those Yankees blind, but they'd always love their mother. There'll never be an equal to the outlaw, Jesse James. No, there'll never be another Jesse James. There'll never be an outlaw who could rob that many trains. The stories come and go, but the legend still remains. There'll never be another Jesse James. And his brother Frank wrote the book on how to rob and run. The Civil War had ended, but Frank and Jesse's war had just begun. Then Northville, Minnesota took a toll upon the gang. The younger boys went down, that left Frank and Jesse James. There'll never be an equal to the legend of the outlaw Jesse James. No, there'll never be another Jesse James. There'll never be an outlaw who could rob that many trains. The stories come and go, but the legend still remains. There'll never be another Jesse James. There'll never be another Jesse James. There'll never be another Jesse James. Since the day a little coward took the life of Mr. Howard, there'll never be another Jesse James.